Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Lauren.
Hi, Jeff.
You want to know what I'm thankful for?
No.
Sorry. I'm thankful for you. Now be kind in return.
I'm grateful for the beginning of this episode. Do, 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 do.
Boom! It's showtime. Let's get it.
I almost said like I was grateful for Viggo Mortensen, and then I was like, nah, let's just start.
Hi, I'm Joe.
And I'm Lauren.
And we are
the Narrow Nerds. Yes, that was on time.
I feel pretty good about that. Welcome to the Neuro Nerds.
Hello, everyone.
Very thankful episode we're going to have here. Talking about Thanksgiving and turkey and happiness and joy and remembering all the good things in the world. Lauren is not into. Do we want to talk about some negative stuff, too?
No.
Let's talk about all the stuff that pisses us off.
No.
We've got some gears to grind, and that's what we're going to do.
No, I was having a brain injury moment where my brain kind of stopped, like the hamster stopped on the wheel, and I'm like, what?
Wait, do you have a brain injury? I have a brain injury. You know what we should do?
What?
We should start a podcast and talk about our brain injuries
what
through our mutual love of nerddom.
You should have just stopped at, we should start a podcast.
Done.
Guys, what are we grateful for? We're grateful for you.
Seriously.
To begin with.
Seriously, to be honest, it's been one of the biggest joys in my life to be able to connect with so many people, like literally around the world.
I know.
And it's so wild.
And what's really cool in this episode, guys, the goal is to be talking about how state of mind is super important and what better of a state of mind if you're in the United States with celebrating Thanksgiving, and how if you're not in the United States and you live somewhere else in the world, how you can incorporate like basically this theme of the month is gratitude.
Yeah.
And how you can incorporate that into your life.
Into your day to days. You know,
like, sometimes don't let the pressure get to you. Sometimes it can be a little overwhelming.
Look, be positive.
Be grateful.
Better be grateful. Or we're coming for you.
Oh, my God.
No, that's dark. I would never do that. Lauren, on the other hand,
that's my job, guys.
100%.
I lurk in the corners while your family's cutting Thanksgiving dinner. One, I better get me some nice, yummy skin from the turkey. Yeah. I love it.
Two, if you don't, she's coming for your family. Sorry. We're coming off of Halloween. And yes, she's who creeps, who's knocking on the door at night.
I mean, that's the next holiday, right, guys? Yeah. She sees you when you're sleeping.
Just creepy.
Yeah. Yeah. We're in between the two big holidays, guys. And we're going to insert in with like Thanksgiving.
Yeah. We're thankful for all of the holidays. Look, I'm thankful that I'm here to experience these holidays.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
And I think we've talked about this before, but it's always something a little special to add in, like, you know what? I had a brain injury. And depending on how you got your brain injury, there's chances you could have died. And PTSD will like to remind you that a lot. But yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's coming up too on another episode. Lauren's PTSD now. If you didn't know, I have it now. But yay.
Well, yeah. Welcome to my world of suck.
I was like, I'm grateful that I can relate more with you guys.
Oh, man.
Nope. Nope. But yeah.
That's such a bummer. I'm not grateful for that. You know how they say like misery does love company.
No,
right?
We don't want you guys to join the club.
That's the thing. We don't. Look,
we're grateful if you don't join.
Yes. Yes. This is cool to watch from the outside. You never, ever want to be part of this cool kids club. So yeah. I'm thankful that I have as many people in this cool kids club that I've connected with. I'm so thankful for Lauren. It's horrible that she had to go through the things she's gone through. The fact that she now has this other new thing that's jumped on, I am not grateful for that.
Yeah. Ugh. But talking about turning, I almost said apples into lemonade. I gotta
tell you, that would be amazing. That's like, you know,
I have magic.
Hey, Jesus, with your turning water into wine. Have you ever tried to turn apples into lemonade? Come on, buddy.
Guys,
step up your game, Christ.
Guys, this is like your guys' peek into when Lauren's brain doesn't want to quite connect. It doesn't always work, but that's where I'm at today. I am grateful that it's doing what it can today. It's on, like I told you, like the hamster's like hanging on to the edge as it overspins.
The hamster might need a Red Bull and a hug.
Ew.
I literally just said, step your game up, Christ.
I feel like we're going to get struck down. Is there a lightning bolt coming?
Oh my God. Grogu, save us.
But no. So where we're trying to go with this, guys, is talking about how gratitude is something extremely important. And it's not some like this highfalutin, like, oh, gratitude, this concept. And it's not like woo woo either. Like some people associate it with like yoga and like the new age kind of woo woo. But, and it's not anything, it doesn't even have to be anything formal to start or to be. But it's just like living in a state of acknowledgement of some of the things. Like sometimes it's literally like, oh, I'm grateful I woke up today, or that I can breathe, or I have access to water. It can be something as basic as that. Or it could be like, I'm super grateful for my husband. Non-existent for me. That's not Jared Leto. You know, I'm grateful for fan fiction because Endgame ruined me. But yeah, it can be something like that.
I think that's really, really funny that you went from like Jared Leto husband to like fan fiction.
Yeah.
That's, you know,
because they're both part of they only exist in fantasy world.
Hey, I wrote some shipping fantasy. Remember with Morpheus and the pigeons?
I almost said a goat.
I agree. I mixed Lawrence Fishburne's character from John Wick.
Yeah.
Who we kind of, you know, fantasized about being actually Morpheus outside of the Matrix.
Yes.
And kind of losing his mind. So he doesn't want to be part of society. That's why he's hanging out with a bunch of pigeons. And I shipped him and the pigeons and I created Pidgeous. You're welcome, nerd world. You're welcome.
And I'll be honest, that probably does exist somewhere. And I weep for our future. But you know what I don't weep for? I don't weep for having a brain injury anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's wild. That's, you know what? That's something to be thankful for.
Yeah. The PTSD sometimes does make me cry about it. But like in general, I've like made peace with it, which
is a big deal.
Yeah. Which is really cool. It's really cool. Cause I sometimes I don't remember when my brain injury was and what year it was, but I believe I just had my 6th anniversary last. Oh, see, Joe has it literally tattooed onto his skin, which is smart, you know, because he's going to also start the movie Memento. But, okay, I think it was my 6th year. Don't quote me. Yeah, that's, you know, making peace with that. But part of that has to do with being grateful for what I have. But I'm not very good at it. I'm not very formal about it. I don't journal. But Joe has some insight into this.
Ooh.
Segue.
Look, I think being grateful for what you have is and mindset is the most important thing in recovery. So, you know, I have my recovery. You so rock.
Are you a stroke or brain injury survivor looking for community and support? Well, the Neuro Nerds are here to help. Join our hashtag You So Rock Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/YouSoRock to connect with other survivors like you.
Plus, read other inspirational brain injury survivor stories on Joe's blog at joesorocks.com/YouSoRock and submit your stories there as well. We want to hear them.
And remember,
You So Rock.
Stop laughing at us. That was amazing. That made me so happy. That like legit just made me so happy. It makes me happy that like literally Lauren, speaking of being grateful, I'm grateful that I am able to record this podcast with my beautiful tiny ass kicking co-host in the exact same room with me, because I think we kind of took it for granted a little bit.
Yes.
You know, until it wasn't here. Right. Is it like the song? Oh, no, you don't know what you got till it's gone. So, yeah, I just hit you with some Janet Jackson.
Oh.
Well, a bad Janet Jackson, but Janet Jackson nonetheless. So I'm very grateful for that. But yeah, I started a coaching program to help survivors thrive. And all honestly, it's all about mindset. And one of the biggest is gratitude and being thankful for what you have. So I am grateful for everything that I have. And I've lost a lot because of my brain injury. I can fixate on that. I talk about it all the time. You know, I could be here. I could be angry. I could yell at the world, or that's not getting me anywhere. Or I can be thankful for what I do have. You know, I have breath in my lungs. I know it sounds so basic, but the reality is, what else do we really need? You know, start at the basics. I woke up this morning. Amazing, right?
Gold star. Do a star chart, guys.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Like, and get like your favorite stickers and reward yourself. So like a little, like when you've had like great, like 10 gold stars, 10 stickers, you can go get that.
Whatever it is that brings you joy.
Yeah, a Funko Pop. Because that's what I just saw.
Yeah.
Like a pop thing. I can't remember what they're called. Holy God, guys, I'm sorry. My brain really is trying really hard. I can't remember.
You know, Lauren.
Hey, guys, this doesn't always happen.
You would think that you had a brain injury.
Right?
That's wild.
Yeah. I'm grateful that you guys get to experience when Lauren's brain does not fire on all cylinders.
And, okay. And I say this in all seriousness. And it almost, like, if I didn't start by saying that, you might, Joe, you're a dick. I'm not being a dick. I'm actually glad that this is happening and being recorded.
Yeah.
I
am. Agreed.
Because, look, the invincible, the adamantium.
Adamantine, but yes.
The vibranium built Lauren El Manzano, the ass kicker.
Unobtainium.
That's the worst name for anything ever. Come on, James Cameron. But seriously, like you're like a legit, like you're a modern day rock star warrior queen, right?
Thank you. I need that on a shirt.
The fact that you hit like, oh, wow, like I'm having a brain thing and people are seeing it and hearing it live right now. It's like, oh, wow. I love that. Not because it's happening to you, because I understand it gets frustrating. Yeah. Also, the fact that you're like, I'm at peace with my brain injury is beautiful because this moment isn't frustrating and this moment isn't going to drive you, you know, further back in your recovery.
Yeah.
So that being said, the people that are listening right now are hearing this happen to like the Lauren right now. Yeah, we go through all this shit too. Lauren, the invincible, unstoppable juggernaut that is Lauren El Manzano. She has these moments that all have. Here's the difference. She, unlike a lot of us, me included, she's not stuck in that moment.
But it takes a lot, guys. It really does. It takes a lot to work through that. So there's no, we've always said like there's no time limit. Mm-hmm. There's no, like recovery's not linear. There's no trajectory. And sometimes you go backwards and forwards or you get new things.
Yeah. Hey, you have enough on your plate? No, there's still some room.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Literally. But, oh God. Yeah. There you go. Lost the train.
Hey, it's just moments in time. Yes. You know, the thing is
there was a thread somewhere basically that says, I love you guys. You guys can be there too. Keep moving forward. And I'll be grateful for that. I don't know how I was going to get there because the train took a left. So,
hey, but we are all grateful for the fact that you're actually sharing this in real time.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not easy to share.
It's not glamorous.
Deficits. It's not easy. It's not fun. It's not like, hey, you want to know what's going to be really amazing? I'm gonna show you how my brain doesn't work today.
Yeah.
But the reality is, I think there's something so beautiful about that. It's raw.
Mm-hmm.
It's real. It's intense. It's powerful, right?
Well, and one thing is, I was just thinking about it right now. I think one of the few times that kind of did happen on the show was maybe a couple years ago when I was like having this much of a struggle bus moment. Guys, I have a struggle bus pass sometimes when it comes to this stuff. I cried last time I think this happened. I used to cry when I would get this like brain-ish.
It would hit you so hard.
Oh, yeah, because it was really debilitating. But like, I'm just laughing it off at this point. Because if I get bogged down in the like, oh, I can't remember my words and I have no idea, it's just going to torture me.
Right. It's not helping you get to where you want to go. If anything, it's slowing you down.
Nah, so I'm just going to laugh it off and say you guys can figure it out because my hamster's not doing it.
Right. I remember the first time this was a long time ago.
Memories, remembering.
like the corner of my eye. All right. Sorry.
Was that, I only know Cats as Memories, but
is that what it was? I don't memories, honestly, I don't even know what the hell I was saying. I think I was singing, I was singing a version of that, but from like Naked Gun.
Wow.
Yeah. See, that's how my brain works. But I remember, you know, early on, there were certain things that we would do, both of us at some point. I'd be like, no, we got to cut that out.
Yeah. Cause we would either like get super frustrated or really emotional.
Yeah.
Or kind of pissed off, or we literally would kind of get quiet for like a little bit, trying to be like,
where were we?
Who? Hi, but yeah, but
we would literally like,
you
cut
love
it
us
out.
Like this.
I remember, and I'll never forget. It was like, when I say powerful, like, I mean, it was like powerful. There was a moment where Lauren lost words, and this was early on. Lauren's biggest issue, I think, mm-hmm. post brain injury was loss of words because she's a wordsmith.
Yes.
And she speaks several languages and she's like an amazing writer. All of these things. She has all the words. So
I like words.
When she would like lose a word, it would be very frustrating. It'd be a little bit defeating. And it would like really impact her. There was one time where she lost it and she was just like, all right. And she just kept going. And it was fascinating for me to see the hamster wheel going, right? To see the neural connections, like the neurons reconnecting, where you had the word, you didn't have it, and it was floating around. And then you had it in a different fucking language.
Mm-hmm.
And then you translated it mm-hmm. into another language. Mm-hmm. And then you finally brought it back to English, where I was like, I remember I was like, wow, that was fascinating, but it was beautiful to see. And I know it resonated with so many other people because people have said, I do that.
Yeah.
You know, you gave people permission to live that way, not be ashamed or embarrassed about it. And you also like showed them, hey, it can be done.
Like if you guys ever saw Stargate SG-1.
Nerd.
Yeah. Oh, the character Daniel, who's the archaeologist and the linguist, like sometimes that's how it felt. Like I was trying to translate like one of the languages from the Stargate, you know, into ancient hieroglyphics then into English. Like I have an image literally of my head of the actor who played Daniel on a blackboard trying to like transcribe everything. So there you go. Today, the hamster's not working and I'm giving the hamster a break. I'm not going to force it because. Hey.
That hamster's been busting his little hairy ass.
Yeah.
You know?
So my hamster's good, y'all. But Joe's going to tell us more about gratitude because Lauren's hamster's on a union break.
But look, even with that, right? So it can feel defeating. I remember early on when I would forget things, I would, oh my God, I would cry. I cry all the time. I do. I'm an emotional human being. But
it's good. Release.
But I didn't hit the point where I was accepting of the brain injury. I fought it so much. So my tears weren't tears. Yeah, they were tears of frustration, but they were more tears of pain. I was in a lot of pain because I didn't let go. I didn't accept what was really happening to me. It took accepting that, all right, I had a brain injury. Remember, it took me like a year and a half to actually even say that out loud.
Mm-hmm.
And when I did, I broke down like a little girl, like ugly crying, not like my very attractive crying that I do normally. Yeah, Lauren's looking at me. Yeah, it's not attractive, guys. Sorry. But I remember after that, I was just like, yeah, I have brain injury. I forget things. Mm-hmm. I get lost sometimes. And that's okay.
Yeah, sometimes his hamster doesn't show up to work.
No. Sometimes my hamster is like doing shots at a bar. It's really weird. But, you know, it's that acceptance of where we are in our journey. Now, here's the thing. I had a misconception about that. I thought if I accept this is just what my life is forever. And a lot of us, I think, feel that. So we resist accepting our deficits right here and now.
Because it feels like defeat.
It does. Yeah. It does. Thing is, it's not. Acceptance is, hey, this is what this is right now.
Be a Slytherin, guys, because Slytherins take what it is, readjust parameters, and go forward.
Yeah. And
that's
then
strategy.
Once you do that, be Ravenclaw because they rock. Right? That's, I'm going to go with that. So like once I accept it, it's like, cool. I forget things. I have issues with my right hand and that really sucks. I get lost in conversation a lot. What do I do now that I've accepted that? What do I do to change that? Like, what do I do? Because I was in so much pain fighting it. Oh, I never used to. Oh, the old me. Yeah, that person's gone. So I started to really look at what I had, not what I lost, what I had. You know, what I had is a brand new perspective on life. I know it sounds weird. It's true. Life is beautiful. As crazy as it is, like, it's beautiful. I'm so thankful to be here. I wouldn't be here right now. You know, without my brain injury, I would never have met Lauren. I would never, you know, have connected with so many people around the world.
Yeah, I'm really out of his league.
completely. Look, have you seen my girlfriend? Have you my co-host?
Yeah.
This shit makes no sense.
Joe should be so lucky.
I am. Again, I'm not 100% sure I woke up from the hospital. So
we are the simulation.
There is no spoon. No, there is. Yeah, there is a spoon. I'm very thankful for the things that I do have. And I think we just need to shift the way that we think about recovery. We need to be happy about the things that make us happy. We need to not get stuck in the things that make us miserable. Feel those feelings. Be upset. Be angry. Just don't get stuck in that feeling. You know, be thankful for the fact that if you can walk, be thankful that you can walk. If you can walk with a limp, be thankful that you can walk with a limp. If you can't walk at all, be thankful that wheelchairs exist, right? Now, yeah, but I miss the old me. Cool. You can miss that as much as you want. Is that old version of you coming back? Ask yourself that honestly. Truth might hurt. That person's gone. That's okay. That's sincerely okay. This is now the new version of you, right?
Pokemon evolution, guys.
That's it. That's 100% it. You know, I'm a Raichu. I'm a Jochu. I went from
that's new.
I went from a Jokachu. That sounds bad. You know what? Sticking with it. Jokachu to Jochu. I think I'm saying that too because I'm kind of hungry and I kind of need to chew food.
Wow, that would be interesting fan art.
Just like, have you ever seen me eat? No, it's not good. So, look, gratitude means everything. Mindset means everything. Our minds, like, we can do anything with them.
They're very powerful, guys.
So powerful. We can get stuck in negativity. We can also get stuck in positivity. Now, which one do you want to be in?
Well, also, it's also about balance. You don't want to be in toxic positivity.
No, I was for a while.
Yeah, where you kind of get into denial, right? And that's just as dangerous as anything else. And so I think if you focus on gratitude, not in that, like, the manufactured, like, toxic positivity, like they try to shove down our throats through advertising.
Right.
But it's being grateful, but also acknowledging. It's like Joe is saying, like, oh, you can't walk, be grateful there's a wheelchair. But you can also mourn the fact that, you know, that's what you have to use.
I encourage the mourning.
It's healthy. You need to do that.
It really is. I do. Now, I live my life now, one foot on the ground, with my head in the clouds. Where before, I didn't have the foot on the ground. I was just like floofy in the clouds. So if something didn't go right, I was crushed. I was crushed because I wasn't prepared for it. So I always constantly, I hope for the very best, but I'm prepared for the worst. You know, look, why do we put an alarm on our car? Why do we lock our door? We don't want anybody to break in or steal anything, but we're prepared, you know, to prevent that. So, like, we're doing the same thing mentally. We're prepared for these things to happen. We don't want them to happen. We're just prepared for them to happen, you know? And I think the more we just need to change the way that we think about recovery. We need to really feel our feels. Because it's okay to cry. It's okay. That's why I cry all the fucking time, Lauren. I'm not going to do it this episode.
Feel all the feels, guys.
I'm a grown man.
Yes.
You know, but take a step back at some point and say, yeah, is this really being productive? Like, I've been complaining about this thing forever. Am I getting closer to my goal? What is your goal? Set a goal, right?
Yeah.
How am I going to get there? Am I going to be bitching about this? Is it going to get me there? No. So, like, set your goal, focus on the things that you do have, and then, like, let's figure out how to get to that goal.
And it's also, it comes in waves. Like we say, recovery is not linear.
No.
And it's kind of like flexing a muscle, right? Like, being grateful is flexing a muscle. The more, because what's our brain? Our brain's a muscle.
It is.
So, like, the more we use it, your heart's a muscle, right? Like, love and it'll grow. But it's kind of that. But it's also, it comes in waves. Like, you can live in a space of gratefulness and then you can get slammed with, like, grief and feels and emotions. And that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's okay.
That's really important to say. It is okay.
You're feeling things, guys.
Yeah,
I would rather feel than be numb.
True, true. And you can't pretend that this stuff doesn't exist. You can't pretend it away. Like, you really can't. At some point, you're gonna have to face the demon.
Yeah, whatever you'll have to reconcile with it.
I really like Robin Williams suffered from depression, and unfortunately, he lost his battle. But he said some beautiful things along the way. One of them in particular is, you know, he knows, like, when he's in a good place. And I think all of us at some point, we're in a good place. When you're in that good place, you have to know this is where your foot on the ground comes in. You have to know that darkness, it's going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not doomsday. It's just preparing for, in all likelihood, the inevitability that it's going to come back. It's mm-hmm. like Thanos. It's inevitable, mm-hmm. right? So
so he thinks.
Knowing that this darkness is going to come again, that's just now, what are you going to do? Oh, man, everything is good right now, but that darkness is coming back. No, you just ruined your good. Things are good right now.
Prepare, guys.
That darkness is coming. But you know what I'm going to do until it gets here? I am going to enjoy this shine, this brightness, more than anything I've ever enjoyed until that darkness gets here.
See, Joe was like saying, I'm going to enjoy it. I was like, no, prepare. Put your fortifications up. Go to therapy. Start building your like tens. I'm like, I'm going to put you through like all that boot camp training. Like, sorry. I was like, that's where, oh no, Lauren's saying fortify your defenses.
She's like, you could do the John Wick training. Yeah. You need a knife training. You got to make sure you have your armor on.
Yeah, we're going to stab that darkness.
Like you do. You have to have like, honestly though, have to have like your mental armor.
Yeah, whether that's therapy, talking with family and friends, medication, yoga, naturopathy, like whatever it is that can help you, like you do you, boo-boo, healthily, in a healthy position. That's what you do. You sometimes your best defense is the best offense.
Yeah.
That saying goes some way. I don't know. But you know what, guys, the hamster is still on break. This month is like, if you're not used to doing like conscious gratitude.
Right. It's hard.
Yeah, it really is. What better month than to do it when we had Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Here in the United States.
Yeah. Here in the States. How arrogant are we? Wait, you guys don't celebrate the fact that we took over a country full of people?
Lauren's the one who remembers it. So that's why she tries to always be like, but the world, this is what, you know, what's happening too.
I forgot what we celebrate here. And I was like, oh, wait, you guys don't do that? And I'm like, no, of course they don't. What arrogant American was I?
Yeah.
Why don't you celebrate all the exact same things that we do at things that only happen in our country, guys of the world?
I feel like this was a discussion with Anushe and you. That's like what I feel like it was.
Probably.
Hi, yes. Anushe.
We got Steve the Nut over there. But yeah, no, I love the fact. Yeah, build up your armor. So if you are feeling good and you're worried that this darkness is going to come creep, you know what you should do now that you're feeling good? Do something amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Do something fun and enjoy the absolute fuck out of it.
And be grateful.
Absolutely.
That you're like, I have the wherewithal to go do that.
Yeah. Look, I am. Look, a couple of things.
Go run with a puppy in the fields or on the beach with a corgi. And you know what the corgi meetups like on the beach?
With the little tiny corgi feet.
Yeah. And their little butts that shake side to side.
Oh my God. They got some donks. Yeah. You know, you have some twerking competition, Lauren, especially now that you drop too much weight. Eat a sandwich.
So, well, for Thanksgiving dinner, I'll eat a lot.
I oh my God, maybe I'll make a turducken. No, because Felice and her dad would not be happy if I made a turducken.
Oh, why? I would come eat that.
Well, you know what I would do?
We'll do it on the down low.
I would deep fry it too. Because we have a deep fryer. I don't know if you know that. We have a deep fryer.
Yeah.
I want to deep fry everything. But look, Thanksgiving is a beautiful day. Not how it came to be, because it's kind of gross and it's kind of awful. But the point of the holiday, it's amazing. Just be thankful. Be thankful for family, for friends, for
us.
Life, for us, the neuro nerds.
I like how he says life and I'm like, us?
Yeah, yeah. Me, her,
yes,
us.
But also, if you're wanting to, words. So if you need a little help or guidance, you know Joe loves you guys all dearly. Everyone is his best friend. Sometimes to his detriment. Y'all be nice to him.
Yeah, if not, Lauren's gonna kick the shit out of you.
Y'all be nice. Don't make me mad. I will find you. I will be Liam Neeson, but a girl.
I welcome that. Like, I really do, because I love our community. I'll do anything for our community. Also, I really want to thank the community for not annoying Lauren.
No, y'all are good. Y'all are good, and I appreciate it. But, like, be nice to Joe. Don't piss me off. But if you guys are looking for a little extra helping hand, like, reach out to Joe. He's doing a lot of good stuff. I can't be as active in the community as I would wish I could be, but Joe's there for y'all as much as he can be, more than I can. And then he's even has his program. You guys, that's what he's grateful for, is that you guys have helped him find his new mission on this next part of his life, which is you guys and helping you.
Are you finding it hard to recover at home after stroke? Find out if Motus Nova can help you by taking their free online assessment at motusnova.com/theneuronerds. If you haven't heard of Motus Nova, they make devices to help folks with a brain injury like stroke regain the use of their affected limbs. For example, the Modus Hand is an AI-powered robotic exoskeleton that helps users do exercises and play games, similar to the way an occupational or a physical therapist might manipulate the limb. It helps survivors get into thousands of repetitions they need to form new neural pathways. It can assist with hand movements or resist them to provide a personalized exercise experience. If this sounds like something you want to try, visit modusnova.com/theneuronerds to learn more. Use special code TheNeuroNerds when you sign up and get a month free with the 30-day challenge. Just visit modusnova.com/TheNeuroNerds to get started.
Don't cry.
It's pretty awesome. It's pretty magical, you know, because sincerely, like, I've meant this from jump.
You are his mission.
I just want to help. Like, yeah. I just want to help. And I just want to be able to impact as many lives as possible
in a positive manner.
Yeah. I don't want to be that dude.
Yeah.
Until I start the brain injury cult, then I'm ruining lives. No. Staying positive here. We're being thankful.
We would be mind flayers.
But I am.
We would be mind flayers, guys. We'd have tentacle faces.
Oh my god, she just Baldur's Gate.
Sorry, I did Baldur's Gate 3, guys. Baldur's Gate 3.
Also, what did you do to me? That I knew what you were talking about. What the
guys,
fuck?
That is what I'm grateful for.
That she,
I've corrupted him.
She like
I
nerd,
am the mind flayer. I'm an illithid.
She nerded me. I was a cool nerd before this. Damn.
Yeah.
But I am thankful that I can impact the community in a very personal way, because I see it as like as reach. I see everything that we do as reach. I'm not just, you know, creating this program for individual survivors. I'm doing it because in improving their life, it's improving their life, the life of the people that they're around, their friends, their family, their coworkers, strangers, you know, that reach, it goes far. So I'm so thankful for that. So if anybody is interested in that, obviously check out the links in bio, and I'd love to talk to you guys. And I truly feel that with the right mindset, we can do anything. Also with hope, we have everything. Oh, I'm so thankful for hope too, Lauren.
Do I need to have a Princess Leia moment looking
up? I'll cry this second, because I ugly cried when that happened. Almost gonna do it in the movie when they had the CGI.
Pull it back. Yeah,
it was just so beautiful. Where I was like, it's just so fucking perfect, and I just like lost my shit. So, a couple of things that I am thankful for. One in particular, my tiny beautiful ass kicking co-host. Like, I am forever thankful. I am forever grateful that she stared at me like a creeper when I was talking about my story at a party, and that's how, like, that was with the crazy eyes.
I was so not subtle.
She, at all, to the point where, like, I swear, I can't stress this enough, guys. She was just, like, staring at me, and I'm like, I'm here with my girlfriend. Like, it was really intense.
And I'm like, I'm so out of your league, bro.
She totally is. But it was just so nice, because I had met, look, the first survivor I met in person was Bridget, and that was just, it was just beautiful. But the first, like, brain injury survivor that I've connected with was like Lauren, and it fuck. I'm good. It changed my life, and it changed my life for the better, and I'm forever grateful for that. I am, and no matter what's going on in life, like, I know that, like, we have this odd, inexplicable, unexplainable connection, and I'm so thankful for it, and I have so much gratitude for you and just everything that our dynamic has created. I'm so thankful for the Neuro Nerds, for the podcast, be able to do this selfishly for my own recovery, but also to be able to connect and help the community. That, like, is the biggest joy in my life, you know? Also, to see your recovery journey. Even when we talked about a couple episodes ago, when you were talking like the first time that you let loose and you're like, all right, fuck it, I forgot some words. And then the process of you finding those words was just, it was beautiful. Like, it was such a beautiful moment in brain injury history, you know? And I'm so thankful for that, for you to kind of break through that wall of, you know, for me, it's embarrassment and shame of the brain injury. I don't know what it is for you, but whatever that is for you to break through that wall and be like, hey world, yeah, this is what I go through. And it was great. And then it was also beautiful because I understand how impactful that was to so many people in the community. And I'm so forever grateful and thankful and in awe of you for doing that. Cause that was a big deal. Like, that really was sincerely a big deal for me to see and everybody in the community. I'm thankful for my dog. I feel like there's a war show now.
I know. I'm like, they're going to start playing you off.
I'm thankful for Grogu. my giant stuffed animal. She's cool.
I'm grateful for Felice for keeping us on target and, hey, and being our handler.
I'm for being my handler just in life.
Yeah, handler in life. Yeah, that's.
I'm forever grateful and thankful because, to be honest, she could have just left me in the hospital. And I know it sounds like a dick thing to do, but it happens a lot in our community. Like, it happens a lot. And I am forever grateful and thankful for her. So every inappropriate joke I make, her fault.
I am grateful that she puts up with him, guys.
She chose this. You know, she's like, why would you say that? I'm like, I don't know. Why did you not leave me in the hospital? Your fault.
That forever, right? For the rest of your lives.
Forever. That's going to be the thing. You know, I'm thankful, honestly, for life.
That's good.
I really am. Like, it's a beautiful thing. It's a hectic world we live in. It's a wild world we live in. But you know what? We're here.
Yeah.
That in and of itself is fucking beautiful.
Right. I guess it's now for Lauren's thankfulness. We're going to pray that the hamster wants to work. Because literally, guys, it's been a hot minute since I've had my hamster not want to work at all like this. It's pretty interesting.
I'm thankful for that hamster. Yeah. It's put in some work.
Yeah. He's literally sitting next to his wheel, sipping coffee and going, nope.
Is this a Keurig? Puh, basura.
I know. Really. We only have single origin beans in my brain. So yes, I guess I am grateful for Joe. Yeah. I am a person of a lot of words, but when it comes to this guy, all I can do is look at him and smile.
And you know, stop.
Yeah. And then I can make him cry. I love that too. I'm really grateful that I can make him cry. But I'm grateful for you guys as well, because mostly, you know what I'm grateful for about you guys is that you guys are there for him. Because I can't be there for him all the time. And sometimes he avoids me because he knows that I'm gonna call him out on his shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I know he has you guys. So I don't have to worry too much. Same thing why I'm like, I'll text Phil and be like, yo, everything cool? Yeah. Okay. We're good. Because I worry about this kid. Like, as if he's younger than me.
Mentally.
Yeah. I mean.
Emotionally. Spiritually.
Yeah. All the above. But no, yeah. The amount of gratitude I have for you guys, for Joe, for Felice, for Stella, who loves me. I'm Tia Lauren instead of Thea Lauren because she's working on her Spanish.
Yeah, she's like a white girl.
Yeah, she's working on her Spanish. But I'm also very grateful for the opportunity to keep going. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
that's some real shit right there.
Yeah. I'm looking at it because it's an opportunity.
It is. It is. Now, what are you going to do with that opportunity? You're going to bitch and moan about things? No.
Well, yes. Kicking and screaming.
Yeah. We're not going to get stuck there. We're going to bitch and moan and then push forward.
Yeah. My hamster will be bitching while on hit the wheel.
Yeah. And that hamster, that wheel.
I think he's checked out, guys. He's checked out.
No. That hamster is going to turn that wheel with its intense inhuman Lauren strength, with its tiny little Lauren strength paws. It's going to turn that hamster wheel into a pole and then twerk on it. Right? I think that's what's going to happen.
Sounds accurate.
I think I just created some fan fiction cartoon thing for you.
Wow.
Right?
No. Let's not make that a thing.
Like
not
Lauren
a thing.
With the little, wait, isn't there a space hamster?
Yes, that's Boo.
Boo.
Baldur's Gate. Guys, I what made him a nerd. Yes, that's what I'm grateful for. Thank you. It only took so many years, but
oh my god,
I'm so proud.
Why do
he
I
knew what
know
a space
that
hamster was? You guys.
All right, you
I'm
know
so
what?
Happy.
I gotta tell you,
he's calling it. I'm so proud.
If you are curious about any of this wild, insane nerd shit, you can please reach out to Lauren at Lauren L. Manzano on Instagram.
I'm so happy.
If you guys want to bring me back to reality, you can hit me up at Joseph Rocks on all the socials. You can hit us up, the Neuro Nerds,
I'm
at
like the
Neuro
symbiote
Nerds on all the social networks.
I am a mind player, guys. It's amazing.
I don't know what this woman did to me, but you know what? I'm here to experience how nerdy.
And he's grateful for it.
I am very grateful for that. And on that mind flared Boo the Magic Space Hamster notes. These Neuro Nerds are out. Lauren, what did you do to me?
I am magic.
Why do I know Boo's a space hamster? Why do I know what a mind flare is?
Neuro Nerds.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. Your reviews help us grow and reach more listeners like you.
Find us by searching for the NeuroNerds on the Apple Podcast app today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.